Perek Hey Seif Yud Teh. We're now discussing a new part of the halacha from Teichen. Ein Teichen Acha Teichen. There's no issa to go and grind after it has been ground already. That means if you've got flour. Flour is considered ground already. Now you want to go and grind something which is baked. Something which is baked, there's no issa to grind it. What? No issa to go and make it into crumbs. To crumb a cake, to go and make it into crumbs, no problem altogether. Why? Because since it was once ground, like it was when it was in flour, when you made it into a cake or to some sort of a baked cake or something like that, then it is not considered changing completely from what it was ground once. That grind it a second time is not changing it 100% from what it was once. Be allowed to grind after it was once ground. So let's see now, Sif Yud Teh. Pero mine mafe, to go and crumble, make it into small pieces. Things which have been baked. Mota lefore pas. You're allowed to go and make into crumbs pas. If it is bread, uga, cake, biscuit, if it is biscuitim, uchadema, anything like it. Any baked things which are made from flour, even if it would be cooked, if you made something which was cooked, like a sufganya, a donut. It is also, since it is made from flour, and flour is already being ground, there's no issue to go and grind it again after it was baked or cooked. Let me ruin the aim to make it into small pieces. The aim was that chashash melechet teichem. There's no issa from teichem. Mishum the aim teichem acha teichem. There's no issa to go and grind after it is being ground already. Omnom, but ein nasas vois pekeli hamiyuchad letchina. One's not allowed to do it with the kli which is made for grinding. Going pumpia, if a person uses a grater. That means, to go and use a grater, since it is the way one usually grinds with it, that is also mishum ovdin dechol. But, if one doesn't do it with a grater, one goes and makes it into crumbs, or makes it into small pieces, any sort of food, which was made from flour, then there's no issa altogether because ein teichem acha teichem. The if chof peru kubiyot sukkah oy melach. A person wants to go and make into small pieces to crumble down, to make in small pieces sugar or melach. Or he's got some melach, which is salt. He wants to go and make into small pieces the salt. Mota lefora kubiyat sukkah. A person is allowed to go and make into small pieces and crumbs a sugar cube. What that means? A sugar cube which is made in a way, it's put into a cube, it is stuck together. But sugar cube has already been made into small pieces. It came from sugar. Sugar is a small piece. Now you're putting it together. It's not considered you put it together 100% and one doesn't see the sugar anymore as separate. If one goes and puts it down into small pieces, it's considered ein teichen acha teichen. There's no issa. V'chein muta lefore sukkah u'melach. You're allowed to go and make into pieces sugar or salt. Shenit beku, which stuck together, legush into a lump. Machmas halachot, if the moisture makes it into one piece, into one lump, there's no problem to go and make it down into the small pieces again, because ein teichem acha teichem. B'chol zeh dafke lefore b'chazara lematzav shegargirim. Only if you're putting it back into the matzav, the stasis which it was before, in small pieces. Aval, asur leforeh, in order to put it into, to crumble it down, to mash it, to make it into small pieces, lasa avkat sukkah, to make it into icing sugar. Why? Because make it into normal sugar, that was the status it was before. But to make it into icing sugar, it was never in the status before of icing sugar. The halachim ain teichem achat teichem means you're not allowed to grind when it was already ground. But if it wasn't ground into such a status from icing sugar, then you're not allowed to make it into icing sugar today. So what we learned, well, we learned here like this. If your person's got sugar, even if it is a kubiyash of sugar, it is a cube from sugar, a person's allowed to crush it down. A person's allowed to crush down salt or sugar which got stuck together. Because it was already ground before, you're allowed to do that. But a person's not allowed to make it into a status which it wasn't before. Because going, if a person would want to make some sugar icing sugar, it was never this status before, that you're not allowed to go and do on Shabbos. So if chos aleph, making small pieces from chocolate, Peru chocolate, the person makes small pieces from chocolate. Nira is sif chot aleph. Nira, it seems, asola for a chocolate. The person is not allowed to go and make into small pieces chocolate. Let's rim back in small pieces and they chut a sakin if he does it with a knife. Why? Why is that not allowed? Lechura, we learned before, ein teichem achat teichem. But chocolate, he wants to say, it's already. Forget it, you've forgotten its first way which was before. It is not like sugar or something which has been baked. You always see it's not 100% one item. Chocolate comes one solid completely and you don't see it altogether. It ever was pieces. So he wants to say that with that we can't come along and say something which one can't see the status altogether from what happened before. We say there is an issa from teichem achat teichem because it wasn't able to see the status before one put it into the small pieces a second time. That, in other words, he's saying one should not go and make chocolate into small pieces, even though it was once small pieces. One cannot make it into small pieces again. Ubevadai, and certainly she'ein nasa zois aledei pumpia. I shouldn't do it with a grater. Because a pumpiyah has nothing got to do with the main teichem achat teichem. A filo in ein teichem achat teichem. We said you're not allowed to use a grater because it's uvdin dechot. Then nira, it seems, shemotel afroresh chocolate, when the person's allowed to go and make into small pieces his chocolate, the shinoi, if he does it with a shinoi, alidei mi'ichosoi pekaf, if he goes and crushes it down with the spoon, or he begadit asakin, or he does it with a handle from the knife. That means he wants to say that you can do it with a shinu. Like we learned before that you're allowed to do everything with a shinu, you're allowed to take them with a shinu. The same thing would be here with the chocolate, you're allowed to do it with a shinu. He's telling you that one should not go and make chocolate into small pieces, but one's allowed to go and do it with a shinu.